This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Do we have a Happy New Year song? Little Auld Lang Syne. Should acquaintance be forgot? Speaking of things that should be forgot, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today we're talking about broccoli.
One of my favorite vegetables.
One of mine too.
Before we begin, I have a very important question about broccoli right off the bat. Is it true that it is actually dinosaur trees?
Yes.
Good. So my mother was telling the truth.
Phew. I kind of don't get it. Dinosaur trees?
Oh, it's one of those things you say to your kid to convince them to eat it. Eat broccoli. It's like little trees or dinosaur trees.
But if they were dinosaur trees, wouldn't they be really big? Like broccoli the size of entire houses?
Maybe it's dinosaur food. I don't know. I don't have
Barbie
kids.
Barbie trees. I think you mean Barbie trees.
Yes, for girls it's Barbie trees, and for boys it's a race car trees.
Okay, great. All right, well, so where to begin? I feel like broccoli is one of those vegetables that people love to hate.
Absolutely.
And I don't really get it. I mean, to me, maybe the most offensive thing about broccoli doesn't even have to do with its taste or what it's like to eat it. It has to do with the smell that happens when you steam it or boil it.
It's true. It's the same smell. I mean, it's... cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, all the same kind of aroma because they're all related.
But if I may make a true confession here.
Please do.
Kind of the same way that I love the smell of gasoline.
Oh, who doesn't?
I love the smell of all of those vegetables cooking. Like I don't care if they're being like boiled into oblivion.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to eat them at that point, but I like the way they smell.
Do you think, are you considering marketing like a perfume or you see where I'm going with this already?
Stinky broccoli.
Stinky broccoli.
If you like Calvin Klein, whatever it was called, you'll
Obsession.
Love stinky broccoli.
Uh-huh.
I think, Molly Weisenberg.
you're a free gift with purchase. This like box of stuff.
Anyway. Okay, let's try to pick this up.
Okay.
So what I was going to say is I grew up with broccoli either being kind of blanched or steamed. And this was, of course, in the era of low-fat cooking.
The 80s.
That was what my mom did.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually always thought that broccoli, when it was cooking that way, smelled a little bit like peanuts in a way that was nice to me. Do you know what I mean, peanuts?
I don't know what you mean, but I will. I'm not going to try and invalidate your childhood.
Okay. Did you grow up eating broccoli?
I did, in pretty much the same sorts of preparations. I remember, and I always liked it, steamed broccoli around the edge of the plate. Not all the way around the edge of the plate, like a halo, but...
in small quantities.
Yeah.
So do you still cook it that way now?
I don't usually, although occasionally I will steam it in preparation for stir-frying it or doing something else with it. I am more inclined to do kind of a high heat thing with broccoli, either roasting or sauteing.
Did you notice a few years ago that there was this trend that started in restaurants serving a dish called blasted broccoli?
Oh, did I ever.
I've seen it on so many menus.
Really?
Did they all get together and say, let's call roasted broccoli blasted broccoli? Well, did I miss that?
That's funny, because I didn't realize that, because the first time I encountered it was kind of near the end of my restaurant critic career, and it was...
At Black Bottle.
Oh, or naming names, huh? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You remember I called it a crime scene?
No.
Oh, see, I wrote about the blasted broccoli, and I called it a crime scene because, at least when I ordered it, it was super-duper burnt.
Oh, okay. Well, then I went... I guess I was working downtown then, and I went and met a friend there after work and ordered the blasted broccoli because I thought, I like roasted broccoli. Uh-huh. And it was still, like, barely cooked. It was still alive.
Oh.
Anyway, so I guess they were a little schizophrenic in their blasting of the broccoli.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, when you have a blaster at your disposal, it's hard to blast with finesse.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I like roasting broccoli too. I like how sort of like the little florets kind of crackle in your mouth when
yes.
they're really crispy.
Yeah, like little broccoli caviar bits.
Wow.
Not like that, but good.
Wow. So everybody's going to be hating us from the last episode where we went to Paris to drink hot chocolate, and now you're eating caviar.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I want to talk about the two parts of the broccoli, because often the broccoli floret is believed to be the entire broccoli plant, and it's not. There's another important part.
The stalk.
Yeah.
So do you eat the stalk?
I eat the stalk.
I eat the stalk too. And we just ate the stalk today.
Yes.
In the dish that we're going to be talking about in a minute. But so tell me about this. Do you use it in the same places where you use the florets?
Pretty much, yes. Frankly, if you told me I had to give up either the florets or the stalks for the rest of my life, I would give up the florets and keep the stalks, because they're more versatile, because they cook very evenly. Mm-hmm. They're easier to cook because you get just a chunk of perfect broccoli stalk flesh. You can braise them until they're soft, or you can leave them crunchy, and they're great both ways. They're super neglected.
Do you have to peel them?
I choose to peel them, but
I don't peel them.
You know, I was skeptical when I saw you failing to peel them, but I thought the dish came out great and I ate a whole bunch of stalks.
Awesome. So how do you feel about raw broccoli? Because I remember seeing a recipe online somewhere recently for...
A recipe for raw broccoli.
No, a recipe for taking the stalk, actually, and sort of shaving it and turning it into a raw salad.
I think that could work really well. I haven't made anything like that, but I would try it. I do have to confess, whenever I'm like cutting up broccoli florets, I will always crunch a few.
Do you dip them in ranch dressing?
No, I don't like ranch dressing. I think we've talked about this.
I mean, I know you don't like condiments, but ranch dressing?
I'm pretty sure we covered this in the salad dressing episode. We should go back.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe you expect me to actually remember
things
that you said.
Well, I haven't started liking it since then, if that's what you're getting at.
Okay. So anyway, you do like eating raw broccoli.
I do. And it's weird because, if I heard about someone who was eating raw broccoli, I would probably make fun of them.
You'd be like, what kind of loser is that?
Right. And, and yet when no one's looking, I will totally sneak a few. Same thing with cocaine.
Oh, huh. Okay. Wow. I'm learning so much about you today.
Thanks.
You know, on one of those crudité platters that have like nice sort of dried out wrinkly baby carrots and and raw cauliflower florets and raw broccoli florets, I will definitely choose broccoli in that case. But otherwise, I'm not a big fan of the raw broccoli.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe if we check in with you again in a year, you will have come around.
Yeah.
How about broccoli soup?
Oh, broccoli soup. So I know that broccoli cheese soup is like a big thing. But the idea of cheese soup, period, kind of freaks me out. It seems like just drinking fondue.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
But I feel like it would start to harden before I could even swallow it. You know what I mean? Start to congeal.
I feel like they should sell fondue pots with straws.
Anyway, so broccoli cheese soup, I've never been able to get behind. It just felt like too much.
What about cream of broccoli soup?
Okay, now that I will climb on board that train.
How would you make a cream of broccoli soup? I don't think I've ever done it. I've eaten them sometimes and enjoyed it. When you say cream of broccoli soup, I think about Campbell's soup.
Well, I have a broccoli soup that I make that you could turn into a cream of broccoli soup. It's a puree, and I just take some broccoli florets, some onion, whatever, some stock that I've got lying around, and maybe like a Parmesan rind.
Did
for
you say
instance?
Some stock that you've got lying around?
No, stock.
Oh, stock. Okay, I'm still thinking about broccoli stalks.
Anyway. Throw all that in the pot and simmer it until the broccoli is tender. Maybe if you put a Parmesan rind in there, you get some really nice flavor. And then puree that, and you could add a little bit of cream, and it's really, really lovely. Anyway, that's one of my favorite soups to make. I don't usually add the cream, and what I do instead is I make, cover your ears, Matthew, he's got his hands over his earphones.
Yeah, I literally just tried to cover my ears, which are already covered with headphones.
Anyway, what I do is I don't put the cream in at the end, and instead I make this stuff that Brandon and I call crack cream. That sounds like an ointment. But
Never mind. Sorry.
Anyway, I make this stuff that we call crack cream. That's like
I'm like two jokes behind. Okay, crack cream ointment, very funny.
Thanks.
Continue.
Thanks for giving me credit where it's due. Anyway, take some sour cream or maybe some nice whole milk yogurt. Put some chopped scallions, chives, a little bit of garlic in there, some salt, pepper, some lemon juice, and a spoonful of that in the middle of a pureed broccoli soup is delicious.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really good. Maybe we could even put up a link to the recipe on the
I think
the website.
Yeah, I think we should. It's called the website. I think we should do that and click here for crack cream. Who wouldn't click on that?
Yeah. We're going to get so many hits.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the dish that we ate for lunch today.
Please.
This is one of my favorite, to quote Rachel Ray, 30-minute meals.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that the business we're getting into here now?
Yes. So this recipe was originally created by Melissa Clark. Thank you, Melissa Clark.
Thank you.
And I first read about it on my friend Louisa's blog. Hello, Louisa. It is a dish that is super simple, roasted broccoli with shrimp.
And that really sums up almost all the ingredients in the dish.
It's got some coriander, some cumin, some lemon zest, but otherwise it is really, really simple, and somehow it is so much more than the sum of its parts.
And one of the things I love about this dish, aside from the fact that it's super easy to make and tastes great, is that anytime I cook shrimp, I worry a lot about overcooking the shrimp. And for some reason, when it's nestled among the broccoli florets and stalks and roasting gently but not too gently in the oven, it's really hard to overcook it. You roast it for 10 minutes, it's perfect.
Yeah, it is really, really, it's one of our favorite dishes at home. Brandon loves it as much as I do. And squeeze a little lemon on it at the end, maybe make a little rice, and it's like instant dinner.
Now, I have one family member who doesn't like broccoli and one who doesn't like shrimp, so I get all the leftovers.
Excellent. Okay, well, maybe I should take the leftovers home.
Damn it. I shouldn't have said that.
Anyway, so do we have anything else to say other than, we love broccoli?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Visit us on our website, spilledmouthpodcast.com, where you will find the recipe for roasted broccoli and shrimp. And find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can like us.
Please like us. Well, thanks for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that looks like little trees if you really, really squint.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Should we throw in any fun facts about broccoli, like that it's related to some other shit?
That's not a fun fact.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Town Place Suites by Marriott.
Whether you're traveling for work, need a place to stay while your home is being remodeled, or maybe you're just enjoying a relaxing week away, well, Town Place Suites by Marriott has all the comforts of home.
Yeah, so they've got a full kitchen. You can borrow appliances, like if you want a blender or a slow cooker while you're traveling, you can borrow it, no charge.
Uh-huh, so like you could invite your friends or your coworkers over for like a post-meeting drink.
You can bring your pet. Totally allowed.
Oh, I love this. Oh, I see. They even have special pet items you can use.
And they have the built-in Elfa closet system. Nothing makes me happier when I am traveling and I have like a place to put away my clothes. Mm-hmm. Molly has seen what happens when I don't have a place to put away my clothes. Nobody wants to see
Nobody.
Yeah, so like a whole closet system where I can really like unpack for reals. I am down.
Well, this is made for you then. And this is Town Place Suites by Marriott.
Town Place Suites by Marriott has all the amenities you need to feel at home during your stay.
Find the comforts of home at Town Place Suites. Go there with Marriott Bonvoy.